This is TWiT.
Nielsen, the TV ratings people, said Friday that a software bug affected viewing estimates for TV shows during the fall season. And with us to talk about that is Jack Neff, a writer for Advertising Age. Welcome to you, Jack.
Welcome from Greater Cincinnati.
Oh, wonderful. And your audio sounds great, and that is very refreshing. How did this glitch affect Nielsen's estimates for TV audience viewership?
Well, they say it was a relatively small impact across a wide variety of programming, somewhere south of 2% of the ratings across 98% of the shows, something that would not even quite be a rounding error. However, what they didn't say was how it affected that other 2%. And it sounds like, from various industry reports, that ABC actually benefited the most in terms of the ratings for their fall shows. The other surprising aspect of it was that it went on so long without being detected, 7 months. It was only detected with the new TV season, and that apparently was because the effect was somewhat exacerbated by some of the changes that go in with the new season in terms of new shows and new network affiliate relationships.
Now, you wrote that the bug didn't affect advertising. Why is that? It affected the TV shows, but not the advertising.
Well, the advertising is paid for on a currency called C3, which looks at the average ratings for the commercials that are in programs that air live or are viewed in the first 3 days of DVR playback. And those ratings had not actually been published until today. The error was detected before that. And so presumably they could fix any of that error before it actually went out. And so the ratings that actually determine what networks get paid by agencies and by advertisers were not affected during the fall. Now, during those prior months, they were, but it sounds like the impact was so small that it wouldn't have actually affected any actual transactions anyway.
So how does this problem affect Nielsen's reputation and specifically their rivalry with Rentrak?
Well, it came at a particularly bad time because it came days after Rentrak announced a relationship with WPP, which is one of the largest advertising agency holding companies, owns one of the largest media agencies, and also one of the largest research firms, and puts them more directly into competition with Nielsen. Whenever you have news like that, it starts the dialogue about how, there isn't that much competition for Nielsen TV ratings, and the world would really like that to happen. And so any kind of news of a glitch, however small it may be, is not exactly good timing for that. And so probably because of the proximity of those two things, Nielsen decided to hold a background-only call with journalists, which over the course of the call, because it ended up being primarily about their software glitch, the on-background part of that had to fade away and it became fully on the record.
Jack Neff writes at adage.com. That's the Advertising Age website. And you can follow him on Twitter at Jack Neff. Thanks for joining us, Jack.
Thanks for having me.